This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When I talk about how well the economy is doing and how wages are increasing, I sometimes get a caller remarking that they haven't seen any improvement in their economic situation. That makes sense. A rising tide will lift all boats, but some boats rise faster than others. But the most recent economic numbers show that economic growth has been most beneficial to low-income workers. An editorial in the Wall Street Journal puts some of these economic numbers in perspective. During the first 11 quarters of the Trump presidency, wages for the bottom 10% of earners rose more than twice the percentage compared to the second term of the Obama presidency. Wage growth not only increased for low-income workers, it also increased faster for middle class when compared to the same period of time. Less educated workers also saw strong gains. For example, wages rose 6.1% at an annual clip for workers without a high school degree, 3.9% for those with some college. Both of these were three times faster than during the second Obama term. Young people were also getting big pay raises. Their wages increased on an average of 5.8% for teens, 4.4% for 20 to 24-year-olds, and 4.8% for 25 to 35-year-olds during the Trump presidency. The editors wondered how Mayor Pete Buttigieg could claim wages aren't keeping up with the cost of living. All he needs to do is look at his city of South Bend, Indiana, where the average weekly earnings have grown 9.9% over the last year, while employers have also increased both hours and pay. Looks to me that this rising tide is lifting all boats after all. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.